Hello.
Hi, this is Tom Peel. I'm standing here with Pratt Moghe, founder and CEO of Tizor. Pratt, why don't you take a minute to introduce yourself, your company, and tell us a little bit about what you've been doing.
Sure. Good to talk to you, Tom. I had Tizor Systems, which is a data security company, we are looking at the problem of helping enterprises understand how to deal with risks around their data. As you know, compliance is a huge problem, and it's a growing problem, data breaches continue to be a big problem. So, we've built solutions that can help automate and understand and address these risks. The company is based in Massachusetts. We have recently been acquired by a company called Netezza, we are both, we believe, sort of appliance-oriented leaders around analytics. So it's an exciting time. It's exciting to be back at RSA here. I've been doing this for a while, so we certainly see some very interesting trends come out in the market today.
Now, speaking of trends, we talked before we get started here. How would you say this particular event sort of tracks with other RSA events you've been to in the past?
It's a very interesting time, as you know, based on what's going on in the market. There's a lot of heightened concern around risk, and particularly if you look at financial services, there's a lot of concern around understanding fraud, understanding how users are accessing data, particularly tracking insiders. That's very much the spot that Tizor is in, helping people focus on data center, core data assets, whether it's financial data or customer data or healthcare data. So in a sense, the time has come, right? So, and we've been seeing this for a while. The other trend we've seen increasingly is the larger portion that government is playing in terms of influencing the dialogue on security and risk management, which I think is a welcome welcome trend. It's not you're not seeing the commercial world trying to push the government now. You're seeing government sort of taking a proactive role, which is the right way.
You really feel that at this event, don't you?
We do. We clearly are seeing it. Some of the standards are being driven there. It's good to see government just announced a CIO and a CTO.
Right.
Hopefully at some point they'll announce a chief security officer as well. But I think, that's one of the trends we're seeing. We're also seeing an increased focus on compliance, again, sort of renewed focus on compliance, and the whole question of how do you reduce the cost of compliance, particularly in a market like this. We're seeing the CIOs ask this question on how do they stay compliant and at the same time enable business.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are your sweet spots in the market? Certainly do a lot with financial services and government. What would you say are your top verticals?
Again, Tizor's focus has been fairly horizontal, though we see some of the key verticals being for us being financial services, government to some extent, manufacturing and retail. Compliance is the big driver, SOX and PCI being sort of the top two, but it's HIPAA is coming back again. We're seeing FFIEC, GLBA sort of continued focus on that, as well as privacy. And there's also some state privacy laws that have been recently tightened up. So it's been typically a horizontal story, but I would say financial services and government and retail are sort of the top three for us.
And as you say, we suspect with this administration, we're going to see greater regulation, and so more attention paid to compliance should be good news to Tizor.
I think so. My feeling is sort of the rising tide will help many boats, but I think particularly the ships that are focused on automation and the right architectures. And we've at the show announced our next product release called Mantra 7.0, which is now about protecting the whole data center, not just a few databases, for example. And so that whole approach can hopefully inform C-level people, right? Traditionally, we've seen security spend being driven by mid-level people as opposed to C-level people. So hopefully, as the C-level officer get involved in security and understanding, I think it will help the security budgets grow as well.
That's a good point. Now, what sort of challenges do you really see your customers dealing with these days in the economic environment that we're in?
First off, in the short term, there's a tremendous uncertainty out there. As organizations change, organizations evolve, they're being consolidated, there's a whole lot of uncertainty around who controls security, who controls security budgets, who sets compliance. So I think that's a short-term problem. Hopefully, as we'll be seeing that being managed, Longer term, there's questions on who at the end of the day is responsible for data. Who's the data czar, right? Is it the security person? Is it the compliance person? Is it the application owner? And so that's a multiple stakeholder problem. And we're seeing that hopefully in the next year or 2 years that will evolve into something that's more crisp. Those are primarily the challenges. I don't think the challenges are around should they be spending on security now. It's really about how should they be spending on security.
That's a good point. Yeah. As you say, you get a whole lot more senior level interest in that now.
Clearly. We are seeing sort of audit boards being involved now. We are seeing CEOs being personally involved. So it's no longer just they need to check mark off on SOX, but now they realize that there is a liability here which is significantly larger and it could essentially take a company away.
What do you expect to be the top two or three issues that your customers will be dealing with over the remainder of this year?
I think the number one issue for them is, how do they stay compliant as the economics get tighter? That's the number one, I'd say number one, number two issue. And so they're really looking for technologies and expertise that will help them cut that cost without cutting corners. Mm-hmm. And then the number two, number three concerns behind that are, while they stay compliant, is there a way they can improve their risk posture? Those are sort of the top three.
Now, for people who can't be here at this event, what's the message you would want to get to them about Tizor and your products and solutions?
I think the message out there is that our focus is on data auditing, and in that market, we very much feel that's sort of the next wave of spending in the security, which is past the perimeter and past the identity layer into the data center. That's where you're going to see very interesting technologies, and data auditing is one of them. And Tizor's focus there is really being the most scalable enterprise scale kind of solution. So we're very much looking forward to introducing new technologies and new products in that space. Merger with Netezza is a very interesting synergy point in the market. They focus on business intelligence. We focus on data compliance, the common point of which is analytics. So hopefully this whole area is going to be about automated analytics and helping understand risks in a way that humans could not do before.
Right.
So hopefully we will avoid the things that we saw at Lehman and AIG, and which were primarily about analytics not being working right, essentially, or not catching issues beforehand. So this is really going to be about proactive analytics.
Very good. Brad, I appreciate your time and your insights today.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.